When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I don't mind you coming here. Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I support Commissioner Eddington's proposal only if the family and the management team at Juana's is comfortable with that, because as Commissioner Parker, Mr. Chairman, you made the comment, it is a 20% increase. And, you know, I think there's a significant difference between 5% of gross and 5% of net. So this is not 5% of their profit, this is 5% right off the top, and that is a significant amount of money. So I support the proposal, but I would like to hear from the management team at Juana's.
So if you're just checking in, the backdrop here, this is Colton Wright, Commissioner Colton Wright in Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. And this is a drama that was started by James Calkins a couple weeks ago when Juana's Pagodas, a widely beloved and very successful business on Navarre Beach, came and said, look, we've got an 11-year deal right now. The remainder of our 30-year term is 11 years now. We'd like to extend that out 19 years to start afresh like it's 30 years. At paying you the rent of 5% of our gross sales every single year. That's what we pay right now, and we want to continue that deal because we want to get some loans and grants for social or for solar panels and some other stuff. But basically, we want to say we're here. We're here to serve the county. We're here to pay our money. We get it, no problem. And every year, as our gross sales keep going up, we're going to keep paying you more money because it's based on a percentage of that, not based on net, not based on profit, and not based on a number, but it's based on a percentage of our sales. So the proposal from Ray Eddington had been, remember, James Calkins raised a big stink about this, said he didn't want to extend the lease. That's not fair. It's sole source procurement. He didn't want to give them 5%. He thought that was way too low. They ought to be paying 10% or something. He wanted to raise taxes on Juana's. He's a tax and spend guy, apparently. I mean, he always says he's for smaller government, but here he is trying to raise the rent on one particular local business. And Ray Eddington, the commissioner in the district, says, how about 6%? Can we do 6%, like 5% for the remainder of the 11, like your current term, and then after that, we're going to go to 6%. And Colton Wright, who's kind of uncomfortable with all this, says, I'll go to 6, I guess, but what do the management team think about this? I just want to make sure we're not doing something to hurt them. So Sam Parker says, well, what do y'all think? And Steve Rudzki is answering for Juana's.
Will you let us know what you think about what you've heard today as far as the proposal?
Yes, I will. First, I have to say thank you to the Board of County Commissioners for hearing our request this morning. And I have to reach out to the big support from the Juana's team and our loyal customers. We wouldn't be here without all of them.
Okay, which is good. They were packed. The room was packed with Juana's supporters.
I recognize the spirit of compromise that Commissioner Eddington has put forth with his proposal,
which I think is being diplomatic. Sometimes in these things, you've got to, do a little ring kissing. You shouldn't have to, But that is the way this works, okay? And so, you know, do a little bit. Hey, all right, we appreciate the effort. You tried to, you came down from could have been 10 to 6%. That's more than 5%.
I guess I have to say that our position back in 1989, I think we contributed probably less than $5,000 to the county. And each year we've managed to build our business. And I believe we've given a raise to the county nearly every year, maybe not the COVID years. And what we're asking for is an extension to be able to continue to do that. The county will make more money as we prosper. The county will prosper. So I'd just like to point that out.
And that's a good point, is that, you know, at $300,000 a year, they make about, they take in about $6 million. So 5% is $300,000. They're like $309,000. If they want to go, if it goes up to six, that's $360,000. That's a $60,000 increase in the lease fee, the tax, the agreement, whatever you want to call it. Okay. So James Calkins and Ray Eddington are proposing to increase the use tax. Okay. If it goes to the government, it's a tax, right? James is always saying a tax is a tax. It's a tax. Okay. And they want to raise the tax on Juana's by 20%. And Steve Rudzki says, we already put, you know, more money in every year just because as our revenues go up, so does the end result of a percentage of those revenues. We'd like to keep doing that. And maybe we should just keep it at five.
So we would like you to consider the proposal on its merits. We'd like you to please consider it as is. 20% increase in fees to the county, we don't have that built into our operation. That is a big amount.
We already write you a $300,000 check every year. We're just not really loving the idea of writing you an extra 60 because you whimmed up in your brain that you ought to charge us more money starting 11 years from now. We're already, 11 years from now, we could already be paying 600 if we double our revenue by then. It'll be more. And now you want to make it not just that, but an extra percent on top of that. So maybe we could just stick with what we've got because otherwise we're hurting people.
And I'm sure you all recognize that to be able to send 20% more to the county, we've got to adjust our prices, and that'll end up turning around and hurting the very people that we're here to try and help.
Yeah. And again, if everybody else on the beach or anywhere else was paying 10%, it'd be one thing. If, you know, it was some kind of sweetheart deal, which is not, you might have the case. But basically, they're trying to just take money from Juana's. For what reason? Because we think we deserve to have more money? When they're already getting more every year. Because it's a percentage of gross revenue, not a percentage of net, and not a flat fee. We'll come back to this in a second. Pardon me. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Seeing some slowdowns right now between Tejar and Jordan Street, then southbound. I-10, I-110 all flowing very smoothly right now. Even East Milton, no hinders there. That's John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
Good one, John. John's laughing. He's like, hey, you've been, what, doing the job for like 3 days? I mean, you're doing great. I love you. You're fantastic. Okay, so back to this discussion about Juana's. And, you know, Steve Rudzki says, look, you know, we're going to have to raise prices. I mean, $60,000 is what? Two salaries? Or price cuts? Or price raises? Or, I mean, you know, infrastructure. I mean, that's a lot of money. So James Calkins says, well, all right, you know, maybe if you won't do 6%, because, I mean, I'm willing to do whatever to get you off my back right now because I realize I made a big mistake challenging you in all this, and here I am facing 100 or 200 people who are angry at me over this. And he says, well, maybe you could do something nice for the locals.
All run the business, and you all know more about it than I do.
I would start from that position, by the way. You run it, you know more than I do.
But one of the ideas I had was, you know, giving Santa Rosa County residents some kind of discount, you know, whether it be, you know, 5%, and military folks. And that was one of the ideas that I threw out. And I just want to see what your thoughts on that are. If you can't do it, I fully understand. But I just want to hear you out on that issue.
It cracks me up that a guy who says he's a conservative and believes in business is now so meddling in their business as to tell them who to give discounts to and who to benefit and what the shape of their price structure ought to be. And he wants to raise their taxes. You know, conservative or tax and spend liberal. I mean, what would he say? He would say that I know James would say a socialist is the person who's trying to run everybody's business for him and make the decisions for them. What's he trying to do? raise the rent, and tell them how to run their business. And to his credit, Steve Rudzki calls him on it.
No, I had heard that request and preferred that it not be written into our contract. We have programs. We have programs for local residents. We have programs for the military. And we've had programs from the get-go, I mean, always. It is our job to bring in the locals. And we do different things and would like the flexibility to do them as our business allows and as we can offer these things.
Let me rephrase what Steve Rudzki says. How about y'all leave us alone so we can run our business? And we'll do discounts as we do, and we'll do benefits as we do, and we'll be a good service to the community that nobody complains about, except one commissioner who raised a stink about this. Kerry Smith, for his part, he's also county commissioner, District 2.
Commissioner Smith.
I don't think it's a good idea for government to start dictating what a public business is.
Hey, like, that's it. Okay, just stop. Y'all got your hands caught in a cookie jar. Stop. Quit while you're ahead. Give up. And then, you know, Ray Eddington tries to go back to the increase it by 1% thing.
So if you want to make that.
I'll make that motion for the 1% raise after 11 years without an ejection.
$60,000.
And then it would expire on, if I remember right, December 31st of 2055. So it's a total of a 20-year addition to what they currently have.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Object for discussion.
Good.
Okay, Commissioner Wright.
Just clarify by either a nod or raise your hand. You are or are not comfortable with the 1%?
Because to this point, it had not been clear. Ray Eddington was making it seem like they were good with the 6%, the one over the 5 right now. And it wasn't clear whether they were or not. I thought maybe they weren't. It would make more sense. Why would they voluntarily spend an extra $60,000 a year for nothing but government interference? So Colton wants to know, are you guys in with this?
You are not. So we're hearing from the management team that they're not comfortable with that. And, you know, my vote would be based on, like I said before, what they're comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with the 20% increase on them. So I'll be voting in the no.
Good. One finally stands up. So Sam Parker kind of tries to make compromise out of this. Says, well, you want 5, we want 6. How about 5.5? To which I'm thinking, just quit. Quit trying to take more money from this business. And Colton Wright says, you know, they contribute other intangible benefits through the things that they do, not just the infrastructure.
I think there's kind of an intangible thing here that we need to think about. So let's talk about that 1%. Let's think about the fact that they put all those volleyball courts in, those beach volleyball courts at Juana's over the years. Almost all of those young ladies today on the beach volleyball team that just won a national championship, number one in the nation.
They had just honored them with a proclamation earlier in the meeting.
Many of them got their start at Juana's. That was the pretty much only place in Santa Rosa County to play beach volleyball. I think there's something to be said about the investment they made and the impact they had on those kids' lives. I think that's worth the 1%.
Like, they're already benefiting the county in ways that you're not even crediting them with, like the infrastructure, the money they've sunk into the facility, providing volleyball courts that have made it so we could have a golf, you know, the women who played in Gulf Breeze and won the national championship, you know, cut their teeth at Juana's, right? And so he's saying, maybe give them a little bit of credit for that because, like, we don't pay for that and now we actually own it. Can we not just not rock the boat?
I think 5% is completely reasonable. That's 5% of gross, which is a much larger percentage of net. And I have a hard time raising 20% effectively a tax on them. And I'm just going to stand really firm on that one. And the vote can go how it goes, but.
Good. And he, because the people were there, sometimes it just takes a big crowd of angry citizens, okay? Because the people were there to explain to Ray Eddington and James Calkins how they shouldn't be trying to take money out of Juana's, and a little bit Sam Parker, because he was like, well, I'll go with the 6, and I'll go with the 5.5, and Colton's like, no, just stop. And in the end, that's what they settled on, is just keeping it like it is, extending it for 30 years. Everybody wins, and we learned a little bit about how deep the political convictions and the political theory of, for example, James Calkins are, and the answer is not deep. 623 on News Radio Pensacola, I'm Andrew McKay.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies, targets, and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Stay gold, Pony Boy. Stay gold.
Well, will you do me a favor then?
What?
Can you bring me my chop?
Good morning, 626 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I had never watched The Outsiders. I had never seen
really?
It, yeah. And overacting much? Also, is that movie basically just like an after-school special trying to get you to not join a gang? Is that basically what
yes.
that was? Okay.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. John Pickens has got our traffic on the fives. John?
Well, right now, traffic is flowing smoothly. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly again. Highway 90 over in East Milton, you're seeing some slowdowns eastbound as you head into down or East Milton right there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The UN Security Council has approved a U.S.-drafted ceasefire deal aimed at stopping the fighting between Israel and Hamas. Officials say Israel has accepted the proposal. It would require the release of some of the hostages in exchange for a 6-week ceasefire. Hamas has yet to respond. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be testifying in front of a House coronavirus subcommittee today. He'll be questioned about how they handled the early days of the pandemic. And Andrew, there's some hope that playing cards might help solve murder cases here in Florida. Attorney General Ashley Moody rolling out a new initiative yesterday. She'll be distributing playing cards to prisons and jails that feature the names and faces of crime victims, including about 45 homicide victims. She says the goal is to generate new leads from inmates to help solve cold cases.
You know, it seems like if it solves even one, you know, it's worth
Absolutely.
It. I mean, as you know, we hand out cards in the military for your high value targets for the, you know, because soldiers play cards, and so they're seeing these faces again and again and again, and it breeds familiarity. Same thing if inmates are playing cards and they're seeing these faces, and they might know somebody or stumble across something or realize something. I mean, you know, great. And if it produces nothing, we spend a little bit of money to print some cards and And, you know, so what, right?
Exactly.
So yeah. I like it. It makes sense to me. David Wayne, thanks so much for the update. 628 here on News Radio Pensacola. If you're thinking about getting your car worked on and you have a nice import that you had to spend a little bit of extra for, well, hey, look, Bobby Likas works on those cars all the time. That's true if it's a, you know, a Mercedes or a Land Rover or a BMW, a Porsche, a Lexus. Okay, these are nice cars, but you don't have to pay extra to service them, and you don't have to drive out of town, especially if the dealership is a ways away. You can service them at Bobby Likas Auto. They work on these vehicles all the time. Save you money, save you gas, save you time, and, you know, build a relationship to where they see your car a little bit more frequently, and therefore you can avoid the big catastrophic problem. That's the idea of preventative maintenance. Bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Got a couple of texts in here talking about the Juanes Pagotas thing in Santa Rosa County. Somebody here says, I voted for Calkins the first time, won't be voting for him this time. He's a Democrat in sheep's clothing. He made a lot of stupid decisions since he's been in office. Somebody else said, the true definition of government, an adult who acts like a child with their hand out saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. You have it. They want it. Somebody else here says, sorry, are we giving Juanes a monopoly on this piece of property? No, but I think what you recognize is if you've got a good thing going, then you let it continue to go and grow, especially for some organization that is so widely loved in the community, serves the community, and pays such a hefty amount of money on a regular basis to the county, ever increasing every year, even if you keep it at the same percent. That's not a monopoly. That's just being smart with your use of the land. Unless you have some very particular better thing to come along with, which it's hard to imagine a better thing coming along. That was the argument that James Calkins made in the beginning is, well, we ought to open it up for bids and let everybody have a say on it. Well, I mean, okay, but to what end? You know, what's the better thing? Because a lot of people will say, oh, sure, we can do it, and then they fail in a year, and then wins the county when that land lays fallow for 5 years before somebody else can come in and use it properly. It's kind of the, if it's doing well, there's really no reason to rock the boat exactly. Somebody else says, sounds like James Calkins had a personal angst against the bar. You know, I actually don't think so. I still cannot explain why he pitched the fit in the beginning, but I actually don't think that's the explanation.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's a hopeful sign that Hamas, in a statement, supports a UN resolution endorsing a ceasefire with Israel, but there's still no yes from Hamas leadership to the deal approved by Israel.
It is on Hamas to move forward with this proposal or not.
Secretary Blinken in Tel Aviv, Israel. Former President Trump's interviewed by a probation officer in New York City ahead of sentencing for falsifying business records.
The report for Judge Juan Merchan will take factors into account, criminal history, the defendant's story, maybe even give a sentence suggestion. The decision could be up to 4 years in prison, but probation may be ordered on July 11th, after which an appeal is expected.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the former president, was allowed to give the interview remotely with its attorney present. Neither are usual procedure. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It's a beautiful morning, partly cloudy right now. We've got 75 degrees in Pensacola. An Okaloosa County judge hearing arguments to dismiss lawsuits centered around 60,000 text messages from Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh. Attorneys for the Pensacola News Journal parent company Gannett, Jonathan Owens and Alex Arduini, believe those lawsuits are frivolous and that the county should be sanctioned and forced to pay attorney fees.
Almost all the cases that involve replevin and conversion that are cited by us or by the county involve employment or business relationships, not this stunning, frankly, context where you're trying to go in and seize news gathering materials in a newsroom.
There is no specific date, but Okaloosa County Judge Jonathan Schlechter is expected to issue a ruling in the near future. Well, in a bit of a surprise yesterday, Santa Rosa County leaders unanimously supported approving a lease extension with Juanes Pagotas on Navarre Beach.
As business increases, as more people come to visit Santa Rosa County and our beaches, and as our population continues to grow, I'm sure their business will continue to thrive. They've got a long track record of how they run their business, and they do it quite efficiently. And I think the revenues will continue to increase to the county if we stay at the same rate.
District 5 Commissioner Colton Wright. There was some discussion on whether the lease agreement should be changed to require Juana's to pay 5% of net profits rather than gross. However, the board decided to keep that agreement the same and extend it through 2055. Last month, Commissioner Calkins had suggested that he would bring other ideas to the table, including allowing for other businesses to submit proposals with more money being paid to the county. But yesterday said he changed his mind and is supporting Juana's after meeting with their leadership. Well, good news for teachers. The governor says they can expect a big jump in pay when the new state budget is approved. He says a record $1.25 billion is included in the new budget for teacher salary increases. That money can only be used for that reason.
I don't want any of this money. I want it going to teachers. I don't want it going to the head of the teacher union. I want it to go to the teachers.
And the governor said that over the last 5 years, the average minimum teacher pay has gone up across the state from $39,000 to $48,000. NASA astronauts at the International Space Station are going to be there a little longer than they thought. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, who launched from Cape Canaveral last week on board the Starliner spacecraft. Well, that was the capsule's first crewed mission. Now NASA and Boeing gave an update yesterday. They say the astronauts will be returning to Earth no earlier than Tuesday, June 18th. That's in order to allow engineers to keep a better eye on three small helium leaks on that spacecraft. The initial plan was for the flight crew to spend only 1 week at the International Space Station before they made their way back home. It is 6:35. News Radio Pensacola, John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Seeing some slowdowns right now on Palafox, right between Jordan and Maxwell Streets, going northbound and southbound. But other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110 right now. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have a beautiful sunny day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. As we go into Wednesday, beautiful sunny weather continues, high near 91. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain and a high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 75 in Pensacola, 75 also in Gulf Breeze, and 73 in Milton. Our next news at 7. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Gas Buddy data shows prices at the pump have dropped by 10 cents from a week earlier to $3.40 per gallon. Prices have fallen nearly 24 cents a gallon since a month ago. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan told MarketWatch that gas prices are at their lowest level since June of 2021. Reasons for the drop include lower gas demand, increasing supplies, and falling oil costs. Apple finally dove headfirst into artificial intelligence at its Worldwide Developers Conference yesterday with its announcement of Apple Intelligence. However, to run it on your iPhone, you might need an upgrade. Apple's website says Apple Intelligence, the company's take on generative AI, is supported on devices that run the M1 chip, which covers most products that are several years old. However, it will only support the iPhone 15 Pro Max and iPhone 15 Pro, not the regular iPhone 15. Futures are moderately lower. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Here on News Radio Pensacola, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker on the line. Hey, Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. Now, I know we want to get to all the things with the commission that you're doing for Thursday, but before we do that, I know in your heart you are the emergency manager because that was your longtime responsibility as Director of Public Safety. It is hurricane season, and I definitely wanted to give you a chance to address people who may not be thinking about it, you know, may not know how much they should care, might be new to town, or might have taken it for granted that every year, come on, man. So what do you want to say to them?
Yeah, I would just say don't let your guard down. You know, they're predicting a higher than average hurricane season, but I always tell people it doesn't matter what the predictions. If we have one hurricane hit here, it's a bad year, and if we don't, it's a good year. So you know, just take a chance and be prepared, especially if you're new to the area. You know, you can expect power outage. You can expect just a disruption of services, debris everywhere. It's just something that if you haven't been through it before, just no words can explain it. But it is a disruption of services. And, you know, we're prepared at Santa Rosa County to try to get those back up and running as soon as possible. But it really depends on our community being prepared.
Right. And, you know, one thing that came out of
the time to be prepared.
It absolutely. And 7 days. 7 days is what you want to prepare for, not 3 days anymore. You know, it occurs to me, like, it's a little big of a task maybe for the county. But when people move here, you know, a lot of times local municipalities will do, like, welcome bags and say hi bags and, you know, that kind of stuff. It seems to me like people who move here, it might be valuable to somehow get a hold of them and just make sure they're aware of, you live in a hurricane zone now, you know, and especially you do such a good push in May and June, maybe a bit of a reminder or something in August or September, or for people who come in between, you know. Anyway, just I know you guys think about that stuff all the time, and maybe you already do something like that, but that just kind of occurs to me this morning. Let's talk for just a second. I wanted to ask you a question about the WANAs thing. The only question that I still had on my mind was that, did you do any kind of a survey of other business arrangements with other groups in terms of whether that 5% is really the norm? Are there any that are higher? I just don't know the answer. It had been my understanding that 5% was kind of the norm, but you tell me.
Yeah, that is the norm. However, I mean, we do have, one business in the area, WANA's there that is at 3% and actually has a 99-year lease.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean, there is some differences out on there, but they're fairly close to that 5% range. And, you know, when a previous board did an agreement with WANAs, you know, it expires in 11 years, and basically they were asking asking for it to be extended to a 30-year. So basically it would, you know, it expired December of 2055 now. And we did land with, at the end of a long, robust discussion, we ended just extending it at the current term. At least that's what will be presented to the board on Thursday. And the chairman did a kind of a poll of the board to assure they were committed to that moving into the consent agenda. So hopefully those 200 plus or so people wouldn't have to make the voyage up to Milton to re-express their support of Juana's.
Agreed. I'm glad for that landing spot. That's interesting that there's a business that actually has a 3% on a 99-year lease, which is, you know, a much sweeter deal. You know, maybe Juana should have a lower rent. Anyway, that's a conversation maybe for a different time and now kind of moot. I did want to ask you just a quick thing. The big, tallest flag in Florida project that James Calkins had come up with that had run into look like some pretty hefty cost headwinds. Has any work been done on that project since we've had these conversations?
No, we have not done any more action on that. The TDC did not add that to their agenda for the meeting, and so that one's we're pretty much not any action going on that.
Okay, and I did watch that TDC, and you're right. I forgot that you forget the things that are missing, and the fact that it wasn't there should have told me something. So I appreciate that. Sam Parker apparently wants to have a meeting to talk about eliminating the business license or the business tax in Santa Rosa County. And my understanding is these taxes are not much, but they're all over the place, inconsistent, and a kind of a nuisance value, and maybe just getting rid of them. Is that right? Is that what he's talking about doing?
Yeah, that's pretty much the consensus of it, that, you know, they do range up to a potential $1,800 with our ordinance that was adopted, you know, decades ago. So I think at minimal, we're going to refresh the ordinance, but the desire is that we would eliminate them. We generate about $140,000 a year from those, and then, of course, that's the property appraiser and the tax collector had some concerns because that is the avenue of the property appraiser being able to ensure the intangible taxes are met on these businesses as is required.
Okay. So there's more of a conversation to be had. And I guess before that meeting, the question I would have if I were a commissioner, and I'm just a radio host, but the question I would have is, what's the total cost of operating any offices in the county that are related to business compliance, regulation, oversight, kind of like the business slice of code enforcement, if you want to think about it that way? And, you know, I'm assuming that those offices cost, those activities by the county cost a lot more than $140,000. And, you know, what would be the sort of share value of that or something to give, I don't know, just a perspective on how that 140 compares with the actual cost of regulating businesses in the county? You know what I'm asking about?
Yeah, that's good talking point, Andrew. And we did discuss that with both the tax collector and the property appraiser. And of course, the tax collector has a position that does that, not a full time position, because it is a fairly automated process to renew your license. But they do have to have some oversight of that. And then if we were to eliminate it, the property appraiser would need a position because then, you know, the challenge of reaching out to assure that every business is reporting their intangible taxes. We have a method now because we have a fee associated with something that you have to have to run your business.
Got it.
To get that license. So then that information is passed to the property appraiser and he has means for it. If we eliminate it, then that's going to be a challenge that we have to work through. And that's what the board tasked us with, is kind of working with the tax collector and the property appraiser prior to the July 25th public hearing so that we can have a better discussion on it.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. If you eliminate the vehicle on which some of these other necessary things operate, then how are you going to solve for those things? And, you know, the shape of the business tax itself might be a little bit weird. Maybe fixing that as opposed to eliminating it might make more sense. No, that'll be a good conversation. We're talking to Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, hang on for just a second because I have one other thing I wanted to ask you. Let's get John in here with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. There's an accident to let you know about if you're traveling east on Beverly Parkway and Chimes Way. That's right there by the Brent Athletic Complex where they play football. There's an accident there eastbound. It's off on the side of the road, but we're still seeing some delays there. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly, even Highway 90 in pace. With the traffic on the fives, I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator. I think one of the other things y'all are working on is getting Navarre Beach re-nourished, which is always super cheap, right? It's a couple hundred bucks, right? That's all it takes?
Yeah, just a few hundred and then another $11.4 million on top of that, and be good to go. But, you know, we did get the award from FEMA and then the FDEP match of that. Of course, we do put some TDC dollars aside to, in a fund to kind of continue to grow that, because we know that the beach berm re-nourishment is a never-ending re-nourishment project, right?
Right.
I would like to highlight, though, there's going to be one thing that's different. FEMA will not allow us to put anything in front of the Navarre Beach Park area, which is the old state park. So if you come in on Gulf Boulevard, basically anything to the left. So it will look weird. But they will not grant us permission to re-nourish that because it's in the zone that they will not allow that. So
okay.
I just wanted to highlight everybody so, you know, they don't go, what are those idiots doing? you know.
Do people ever have that reaction to county operations, Brad?
Yeah, I've heard that before. Heard that a couple times in the recent past. But, you know, I just want to highlight that everybody, we attempted to do that. We actually attempted to extend the berm into the Gulf Islands National Seashore, and they are, we kind of opened the door to those discussions, and I think we'll land there just in a future project, because if anybody knows Navarre Beach, what happens is as you get to the Gulf Islands National Seashore, the berm starts washing away as the water comes up,
mm-hmm.
and it starts eroding in front of some of those houses and the actual end of Gulf Boulevard. So I think that'll be something that we can make progress on in the future, but for now it'll go from basically, you know, there by the pier all the way to the Gulf Islands National Seashore.
And we'll do
that in the winter months.
Of course. And again, just in case people didn't catch it, it's about an $11.5 million, almost $12 million project. About half comes from the county, about a fourth comes from the state and DEP, and about a fourth comes from the federal government. So we do about half here locally. So, you know, it's expensive, but, you know, having a beach costs money. Let's see. Just a quick thing. The meeting on Thursday is back at Tiger Point or back up in Milton?
It's in Milton.
It is back in Milton.
We'll do anytime the quarterly meeting, we do the Monday committee side down in Tiger Point and then the other up here. So.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like that you go into other places to give the people who live in those areas quicker access if, you know, like, for example, the folks from Juana's, you know, want to come up to participate in the meeting. Brad Baker, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, thank you so much for the time and for keeping us informed, sir, and for keeping the county running. I know it's a very, very challenging job. You're doing a great job at it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.
You bet. 651 here on News Radio Pensacola. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide if now is the time or not, I strongly recommend Frontier Motors. We had such a good experience there. Now, they've been advertising on the station for forever. You know, you've heard Dave Ramsey talk about them for forever. That's not why we went there. We went just because they had a car. We wanted to test drive a Dodge. Grand Caravan. Wanted to test drive a Honda Odyssey. But it was a weird problem because the newer models you couldn't drive because they were all snapped up before you could even test drive them on the pre-owned certified program. And so nobody really had one that we could drive. And we didn't really want to buy yet. We wanted to buy in 6 months because we had about 6 months left in the Grand Caravan, we figured. But we couldn't find one to drive. Well, we finally found one at Frontier Motors. We drove it. We loved it. Happened to be the right color. Happened to be a good price. And the guy's like, well, do you want to talk about the price? I'm like, well, we're not buying a car. He's like, well, let's talk about the price. Okay, fine. you know, so I'm like, well, can you come down on that price? He's like, yeah. I said, oh, interesting. All right, well, can you give us a day to think about it? Yeah, sure. Can you come down a little bit more on that price after a day? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, can you just sell it to us? Because it literally was the perfect car that we wanted. We just didn't want it yet, but the price was so good we could not say no. So that was our experience at Frontier. And then they followed up with us afterwards and make sure that everything was good, and they replaced a key that didn't work right like a year after we bought the car, which is crazy for a used car place. But that's how they do business, because they're not trying to sell you this car. They're trying to sell you all the cars you're ever going to buy for the rest of your life. And for me, I can't think of why we'd go anywhere else. Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used vehicles, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's. Save $40 on select 5-gallon HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams paint, like Weather Shield, Showcase, or Ceiling Paint. Plus, save $10 on drywall PVA primer and get free same-day delivery to the job site when you order by 2 p.m. Lowe's knows paint. Lowe's knows pros. Offers valid through 6/14. Delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yahoo!
Good morning, 5:55 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, yeah. You know, there's a pretty significant part of me that just feels sad for kids today that didn't grow up loving the music.
Sure.
Because it was so good. And it is so good. And yet I know that for, you know, a lot of people, it's like a thing they know of as opposed to a thing that they know, you know?
Right.
And for those of us who grew up on 80s music, it's like, you know, you sat there with your boombox and the tape recording Saturday night to get the best songs when the stupid DJ would talk over the beginning of the song and ruin your recording. And, you know, and but you loved the music. You knew the music. You enjoyed the music. You, you read the liner notes and the cover art and you all of it. And I just think that same level of connection with music, I'm not sure if it exists quite the same way today. I think Taylor Swift fans aside, where clearly the same relationship exists with, you know, some fan bases in their music, but just kind of generally across the board, I just, so sorry y'all didn't grow up with 80s music. John Pickens has got our traffic on the fives. John?
Still working that accident right now that happened on East Beverly Parkway in Chimes Way. If you're traveling through there eastbound, please be advised of that. It's off to the side of the road, but still dealing with some backup in that area. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Even Highway 90 going into Pace looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much. John, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, I'm flustered here. You got me thinking about all my sweet mixtapes that got ruined by those stupid DJs.
Oh, I know. Ugh. How many times? But then the funny thing
time.
Is you memorized that DJ's name and ID check because you heard it 1,000 times in the mixtape because it was always over the intro when you shouldn't have been talking to begin with.
That's true. That's true. Deliberations are set to continue today in Hunter Biden's trial. The judge instructed the jury to start deliberating yesterday after the prosecution and defense wrapped up their closing arguments. We have an update on Senator John Fetterman and his wife. They are reportedly doing well after that car crash they had over the weekend. A spokesperson for Fetterman's office said he and his wife, Giselle, went to a local hospital after that crash on Sunday. Fetterman was treated for a bruised shoulder, and they've since been discharged. And apparently there's a new type of mushroom that's causing some concerns across the nation. Scientists at UC San Diego are warning about the mushroom called Amanita muscaria. Researchers say that apparently people have been growing this thinking it's a sort of psilocybin mushroom, but apparently...
Like a hallucinogenic. Okay,
apparently it's not. It actually more mimics fentanyl. So a type of a mushroom that can be grown that mimics the same results, I guess, you'd get from fentanyl. So the authors of this study recommend the FDA place this mushroom on the controlled substances list.
I just don't mess around with the fungus. I buy mushrooms at the store and that's it. And if it grows in the wild, I never touch it.
The only wild mushroom that's worth anything is the morel. The morel is great.
You're expecting me to be able to tell that from all the ones that'll kill me fast.
Oh, yeah. They're very, you know, have their own look to them.
I'm good.
I'm good. I wouldn't even know where to go with that.
You spent all that time in the Midwest and you don't know about the morel?
I don't know anything about the morel, and I'm glad that it makes you happy. In a non
I miss
in
it
a
so much. I miss it.
Amplified way. David Wayne, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Oh, Kareth Fiddler is resigning from the city of Pensacola, so I'm sure we'll talk about that tomorrow. If I can get my words out, we'll talk about that tomorrow with the mayor when he's on at 7:35. No real reason given other than he wants to spend more time with family or because of family issues. So, to my knowledge, there's been no behind-the-scenes drama, you know. So, though, obviously, you know, when it came to Heather Lindsay, I had made speculation. It seemed to me like the best route of the situation was got resigned rather than did resign. I have no reason to think that here. I mean, it could be true, but like I said, we'll talk about that with the mayor tomorrow.